my name is Emily Meyer. I serve the village's pastor, and I'd like to welcome you to our Monday evening Vespers. This is our vocational blessings Vespers. It's part of our Summon Out What We Shall Be theme to name and honor and bless different vocations or different callings once each week on Monday evenings. And we are pleased tonight to have Dorothy Bass with us as our leader for worship. She is on the Holden Board of Directors, and she is here this week with her husband, Mark Schwain, who is our village philosopher, and their two children, John and Martha, who are working in the kitchen. So it's a very Holden work-oriented family this week. And I'll let Dorothy introduce her theme for tonight.
May God be with you. Tonight we bless creation, of which we human ones are part. Tonight we bless the God of creation. And tonight we seek God's blessing on our vocation as those who are called to serve and protect the earth.
A reading from Psalm 104, in praise to God, the Creator and Provider. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for conies. You have made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness and its night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. O God, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. This is the word of life.
I invite you to add the breath of your human body to all creation's praise of God, and to give voice to all creation's yearning for righteousness, justice, and peace. Our song is in the Renewing Worship Songbook, number 289. We sing responsively with the cantors and then together on the refrain. Number 289.
Come, O God of snow and rain,
cover the whole earth.
Come, O God. justice come, O peace.
Come and shake our hearts anew.
Come and make oppression cease.
Bring us all to life anew.
Reading from Paul's letter to Romans, chapter 8. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. This is the word of life.
The whole creation waits with eager longing, groaning in labor pains. Sometimes we human beings are tempted to think that the great drama of redemption is all about us, to think that God's creative purpose is only for us, and God's care and God's act of reconciliation through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and God's promise of a coming day of unity and joy. But all of this is not all about us, or at least not only about us. Scripture begins and ends in a garden where all creatures, humans, animals, plants, dwell together with God and with one another in justice and in peace. And science and our own experience also testify that we are interdependent with other living species and with the ecosystem as a whole. We human ones are part of the created world. Yet within this created world, we do possess a special power to bless or to curse, to protect or to destroy, to conserve or to use up the other parts of God's good creation. Today, evidence comes in from north and south, from east and west, from the heights of the atmosphere and the depths of the oceans, that we have too often cursed, destroyed, and used up, and that we have too seldom blessed, protected, and served God's creation. When we are called to new life in Christ, we're also called into a new relationship with the rest of creation. We confess that we are ourselves creatures. We did not make ourselves, and we do not finally own the natural world. Instead, we're called to be collaborators in God's project of reconciling all things in Christ. We're woven anew into the fabric of creation. We enter this new life, this collaboration with God in creation, by coming through the waters of baptism. Each person who receives God's promises in baptism is washed with water, with actual water. This is probably from Copper Creek. Sometimes at Holden, the washing takes place right in Railroad Creek. For most of us, the water probably came from some local source, the well or aquifer or reservoir or lake or river that serves our own communities. The Spirit of God does add special blessing to this water, but this water is real water and a reminder of the sacredness of that element, not only in the font, but throughout this watery earth that depends on water. Woven in a new way into creation, we meet Christ in the breaking of bread. Bread, the staff of life, this basic food that meets our need and that upon which we depend on farmers and bakers, on sun and water, on soil and seed. When we're blessed with this food, this nutrition, we're not just getting a carbohydrate to burn as fuel for our bodies. We receive an occasion for gladness, and we gather with one another in companionship. Woven anew into creation, we confess that we are dust. The poet and farmer Wendell Berry has had this to say. He's often very wise about creation. He says, "We human ones are made of spirit and of dust. And many of the problems of the world come from the fact that we forget about and don't value the part that is dust." And so on Ash Wednesday each year, we are reminded that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. When a loved one dies, we hear those same words spoken. Yet we know that that is joined to the promise of new life in Christ. And so we're called to yearn for the redemption of our bodies, yes, as Paul says, but also for the redemption of all creation. Woven anew into creation, we acknowledge also the gratitude and joy of living in this beautiful earth. That's all around us at Holden, isn't it? Have you ever noticed the sign over the letters that earlier Holdenites put over the stage? God gives seasons for gladness of heart. This isn't just a ticking mechanism of a planet. This planet is an occasion for joy and gladness, and we give thanks. One of our most important callings, one of our most important vocations as human beings who have been blessed in creation and through new creation is to work for the flourishing of the created world. As we seek God's blessing on this vocation, on this calling to serve and protect creation, we're going to share a song. And so I'd like you to turn to number 254 in Renewing Worship. 254. And we're going to weave the four verses of this song into our prayer of vocational blessing. Before each verse, I hope this isn't too complicated, I will offer a brief prayer about our calling to care for creation. I invite you then to respond with one verse, and then to pause for another prayer before singing the next verse, and so on. Okay? Carl will play the song through first, and then he will pause as I begin the prayer. We are called to wonder and awe for creation and to concern for its well-being now and in the future. We pray, gracious God, open our eyes to the beauty of your creation. When we feel the coolness of evening and smell the sweet air of these mountains, give us grateful hearts and kindle in us a love for creation that will be expressed in acts of care.
Spirit of life, we are gently, we are gently.
we are called to confess our disregard for creation and to repent from the harm we have done. We pray, merciful one, we acknowledge that we have damaged the good earth within which we dwell through greed and laziness and disregard. We beseech you to heal us even as you heal creation, giving us the courage to live out the repentance we offer tonight. We are called to turn from burning to greening in hope. We pray, you who called life into being and who overcame death in the resurrection of Christ Jesus, inspire us to commit ourselves anew to living justly on this good earth. Bless all who work to restore creation, including our garbologist, and those who work with him to sort the garbage of this village, and also those who will work for the restoration of the land through the activities of Jubilee Day, that their work may be infused with a spirit of joy and with confidence in your promised reign of justice and peace for all creation. We are called to acknowledge our God-given kinship to all creation. We pray, God of all living, in your mercy you have spread an earthly banquet sufficient for all. Give us joy in sharing air and water, soil and energy, nourishment and beauty, with our brothers and sisters around the world, and with all your other creatures, great and small. As we go out into the cool of the evening, gracious God, we ask your blessing on the goats of these mountains, on the water and plants of this valley, and on all the critters of this village. We ask you also to help us to open ourselves to receive your blessing as it comes to us through them. And we pray that when we leave this valley to return to other places, we may go as servants who have become vehicles of your blessing to all through our dedication to the care and redemption of all that you have made. We ask this in Christ. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the living God.